Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, everybody. Dexter Guff here, and welcome to another episode of Dexter Guff is Smarter Than You, the self-help podcast where I do everything in my human power and celestial powers, actually, today as well, to help change your life for the better is obviously the intention there. I do want to touch on something that I did at the end of last week that was very cool. I was in Tempe, Arizona, and it gets better because I was there for Brain Explosion 2019. Very cool speaker series, Brain Explosion. A bit of a tough name, really. Kind of some tough branding on that. The actual posters and website is literally brain exploding. But that is what was happening in Tempe. Brains were exploding with thought as I gave my talk on financially pleasuring yourself, or how to find pleasure through your finances in your business, and then how other people can financially pleasure you as well is where I pivoted that talk. Anyways. Went very, very well. Standing ovation. They're probably still standing. I don't know. I had a flight to catch. But I do want to thank Brain Explosion 2019 for having me. And I want to thank the Doubletree in downtown Tempe. What a beautiful stay I had. I'm not sure what type of pillow top they had on that mattress, but they're doing it right at the Doubletree. So who knew? Good job, Doubletree, on that pillow top. With that being said, let's get into today's show. So much to share with you that I know is going to change your life. Tammy, roll us in on this.
Let's do this.
D. This is going to be fun.
I dare you to listen.
It's time.
E.
On your mental treadmill, what takes priority? Your goals or your dreams?
Dexter Cup.
X.
Technology. Entertainment. Design. Throw that out the window. That's old news.
Are you kidding me?
Come on now.
What was your biggest failure? No. Let me guess.
I don't think you're ready.
I'm Dexter Guff, and I'm smarter than you.
Beautifully done, Tammy. Of course, Tammy, my producer and friend at the board. Beautifully played intro, Tammy. Got those levels absolutely perfect in my cans, which are, of course, my headphones. That's kind of biz talk for headphones, cans. So beautifully done, Tammy. Thank you for that. Before we get into today's show, I do want to keep you posted on my restaurant partnership. Of course, a lot of you know, a few weeks ago, my famous actor friend Enrico Colantoni and I, we have partnered on a restaurant venture together, which is Chin's Italian restaurant. Which is, it's happening. And we're only weeks away from the opening of Chin's Italiano Ristorante. And very excited about that. So we'll be keeping you posted about Chin's Italian opening soon. So hopefully you are getting hungry. Eat in the meantime, because we're still a couple weeks out. But I do want you to be hungry for Chin's Italian, which will be happening here in Los Angeles very, very soon. Now, today, what an exciting show. What a full show. Nancy Newman is my feature interview today. A lot of you remember Nancy Newman. She is a friend of the show, a friend of mine. Nancy is here to help us make all of our business and life decisions based on the science of astrology and planets. So whether that is letting Jupiter guide the way or following the pull of Uranus, whatever it is, Nancy Newman is here to shed light on exactly how astrology is science. So we'll have that talk a little later in the program. But before we get to Nancy, won't you join me for today's thought release in the Thought Palace? Take a breath. Let it out. So this weekend, I watched a bunch of movies. Now, for legal reasons, I can't tell you which ones. mean, unless I'm getting paid to promote those movies, then I'm not promoting. So you get it. Anyways, I was deep into my third film about cars that change into trucks and eventually robot planes, and then finally they save the world. But regardless, I started to recognize a pattern in these movies. And then I thought to myself, maybe there's a pattern in all movies. So I started watching more. Again, I can't tell you which ones, would love to, but can't do it legally. Regardless, I noticed that in most, if not all movies, there is a hero. The plot of most movies basically follows a hero while he or she overcomes some obstacles and eventually save the world. It got me thinking, when you think about it, life is like a movie, and you are the hero in your own story. Let that sink in. Life is like a movie, and you are the hero. Whether it's a movie or life, there are many parts to a hero's journey, but the basic story is this. A hero is called to action. They go on an adventure, and after close brushes with death, they return home with wisdom, knowledge, and peace of mind. Now, our journeys in real life may not always be voyages across the desert in a kick-ass Humvee or a boat that hits an iceberg. They're often journeys into the dark depths of our own psyche, and we are always our own hero. Like Lady Gaga in the movie where Bradley Cooper kills himself, all of us have felt a calling at some point in our lives. Our calling fills us with a sense of purpose. It inspires us to take risks. It's a beautiful thing. But many of us put aside this calling and take the safe road, like most of those blue guys in Avatar. But like Tom Cruise and James Bond, our calling always finds us. You just need to know how to recognize it, how to identify the stages of your hero's journey. So here are four major stages in your journey that can help you crush it. 1. The call to adventure. The thing you've always been longing to do. Trust it. Say it. For me, my calling was triggered after seeing the movie Field of Dreams. In the weeks that followed, whenever my mind would wander to thoughts of Kevin Costner, I would hear a voice in my head saying, "If you build it, they will listen." 28 years later, I realized that voice was making reference to a podcast. Whatever it is, if the calling feels right, natural, vital, adventure is calling, and you're not going to let it go to voicemail, you are going to take that call. Phase 2, mentorship, a willingness to learn. Once you've committed to exploring a new way of life, you need guidance and knowledge to help make that change. Now, your mentor may come in one of many forms. For me, my mentor was actually me. I came to myself, and thank God I was listening, because I gave myself the tools, credentials, and a diploma to become a highly sought-after speaker and recognized thought leader, lifestyle entrepreneur. Now, for you, it might also be me, very likely it is, but it could be someone else. It could be the teacher at your Wednesday morning yoga class, or a lawyer. Or, like in the movie Castaway, it could be a volleyball with a face on it made from a bloody handprint that guided Tom Hanks to build that raft and get off that goddamn island. Thank you, Wilson. You are one hell of a volleyball. You did it. Whoever or whatever it is, they will shake things up. They will confuse the hell out of you and ultimately, hopefully, provide you with much needed clarity. This is a psychological adventure, and as you might expect, things can get overwhelming, but your mentor, if you have chosen right, will help you through. Phase 3, the middle of your movie. This is the phase where you feel as if the world is collapsing and nothing is making sense anymore. For me, that was Bakersfield, enough said. But hang in there, because something better than you could ever imagine is just around the corner, waiting for you. It may force you to grieve the loss of your old life. Just like in 50 Shades of Grey, when they realized they liked the freaky stuff. Everything changed. A whole new world opened, and it involved a lot more leather. Stage 4. Enlightenment. In this phase, we are present in every moment. No longer consumed by the mistakes of our past, or obsessed with the future. Instead, we are inspired. Like in Shawshank Redemption, when those guys decided to break out of prison and become friends, they're like, nope, we're not staying in jail. We're enlightened now, ready to go drink Coronas on the beach. We're comfortable in our own skin. Our head is on our shoulders. We are free. So ask yourself, what is the plot of your movie? What is the journey your hero is going to take? No matter what it is, if you carefully commit to following my advice, then you better start writing a speech. Because this award season, you're going to be at the podium accepting the Academy Award for Best Screenplay in the movie titled Your Life. Now go out there and be the hero that I and you know you are. And that is today's thought release. Hang in there, heroes, because my conversation with Nancy Newman is just around the corner, where we talk all things about astrology and your business. But before that, I do want to talk to you about a partner of mine. And you know when it's a partner of mine, this is someone a big time. I'm talking about Himalaya, the Himalaya app. You can listen to your podcasts anywhere you want. But if you want to listen to Dexter Guff is Smarter Than You one day earlier than anywhere else, then go to my ad partner, Himalaya. The Himalaya app, you can listen to my show. You can listen to any podcast that you love. Why not check them out? I think you will agree. Himalaya is the top of the mountain in the world of podcast platforms. Himalaya, the mountains. You get it. Listen to my show on Himalaya. Tell me what you think. I think you're going to like these guys. Today's feature interview is with a longtime friend of the show. Oh, yes. You remember her from an earlier conversation that we had on this program about how meditation is useless. True that. She has pivoted her business. She is now a highly sought after speaker. She is a multi-published author who most recently wrote the book It's a Sign, Astrology for Fortune 500 CEOs, as well as the soon to be released The Planetary Guide to Surgery. She holds the key to unlocking all of our entrepreneurial hopes and dreams through her unique science-based approach to astrology. That's a mouthful, but I got it out. Please welcome Nancy Newman. Nancy, welcome back to the program.
It's so great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my. And you probably knew you were coming because of your birth sign. Is that right?
I actually did. You know, it's funny that you're making that, you know, a lighthearted joke. But the truth is that I did actually know this. I was looking over my own charts.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
it's powerful.
It's very powerful. And that's really the reason that I kind of had decided to make this giant career shift.
Right.
Was because I was starting to feel a draw to horoscopes and astrology.
You were being pulled by those celestial signs.
100%. And what I realized was that I thought at first I should just be, you know, reading my horoscope more. But then I realized it was something deeper than that.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was more than just reading horoscopes. You needed to do some research.
Yeah, 100%. Because, again, like, you know, I am kind of somebody who my business model for myself is.
God, I'd love to see that model.
Figuring out what people want in the moment and what are they willing to pay for. But the problem became.
Yes.
With this, that this is real.
Well, that's it. I think a lot of people, and that's what people will gloss over.
Exactly.
Is that this is science-based.
This is science-based.
Astrology is.
Exactly. And, you know.
How is that?
It's planets. Long and the short of it, it's planets. And
stars. Am I right?
Stars do have something to do with it, but the planets are really kind of the key here. And that's also.
Shit. My bad. I missed. That's planets. Okay.
But that's also the big reason why this is a science-based methodology is that the planets existed before any of us did.
I think that's true.
Of course.
Why is astrology so precise?
The reason it's so precise is the planets are positioned in a way that they don't move while constantly moving.
Okay, so hold on. Okay, they don't move while constantly. Is this a riddle?
I know it's hard to wrap your head around, but because they're actually moving so fast, it right. appears that they're not moving at all, and therefore they create a grid. Okay.
Okay.
There is a grid that cannot be changed and cannot be moved. And that grid is the basis for all astrology. And basically any information that you're looking for exists in that grid. Now, it's already there.
Did you make this grid? Is this a proprietary thing that you're describing?
Yeah, this is something that I have patented. This is something that I discovered. And, you know, a lot of people think of astrology and they think of, you know, some words at the back of a Star magazine. And it's so much more.
Virgo,
than that.
That's one.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But that's, again, like, that's right. kind of the extent of most people's knowledge about this. I've delved into this in a way that's going to allow me to tell you everything you need to know about your business based on a series of dates that have already been predetermined in the astrological grid.
This is amazing. And this is such a powerful, powerful tool to any CEO or executive or entrepreneur. I know that you said having an astrological sign based on the birth sign of your business. Now, did I say something that made sense?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So the birth sign of your business, what I am having people do when they hire me as a consultant,
right.
which is something that I am, you know, open to doing now for the right clients.
All right. I like that. I hear that, Guff Nation. Get those pocketbooks ready to spend on something that's going to give you back an even larger return on investment.
Oh, 100-fold.
Right.
100-fold. So I asked someone to bring, because a lot of people say, oh, I started my business in 1996. And I'm like, that's all well and fine. What exact day? They can't give me an answer. And I said,
unbelievable.
Do you want to know why you're not making any money?
Right.
Because you don't know the exact day you started your business. And if you did, you'd be able to tap into the grid.
I want to test you out here because I want to find out, based on when I incorporated my umbrella of companies, Dexter Guff Inc., kind of what that means in a planetary sense.
Sure.
I originally incorporated October 14th, 2001. What does that mean about my businesses?
I think the reason your businesses have had any success at all has been because you chose that date.
Really?
Which is so interesting because you, being someone who knows nothing about this, has zero knowledge about it.
Oh my God,
you would never know that.
I still don't.
Right. But
that's what I'm finding out.
That's what people need to know, is that they're making decisions based on things that have absolutely no bearing on whether or not they're going to be a success. This is something
amazing.
Where I can tell you 100 times out of 100 whether you're going to be successful or not.
What is the most successful date that someone can incorporate based on the planets?
October 17th.
Shit.
You were very close.
God, interesting. Yeah. I pulled the trigger too early. That happens a lot in my life. If I had done it 3 days later on the most powerful day that any business could incorporate, one can only imagine just the financial rewards that I would reap based on this science.
I don't think we'd be sitting here having this conversation, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't think so. We'd be kicking back on a 120-foot yacht just sipping Bellinis or whatever we'd be doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's hilarious. Now, I do have one more question. We know that there's 12 signs that have been discovered in astrology, but are there more that are yet to be discovered? Is that what Hubble was doing?
It's exactly what Hubble was doing. And whether they say that's what they were doing or they try and pretend that it's something else,
right.
that's the truth.
Interesting.
And I myself have actually discovered two additional signs.
Boom! I want to know what those are, Nancy!
Yeah. Well, there's Sagittarius.
Okay.
Okay.
And now that sounds like, okay. That sounds like, what would that be in reference to?
Well, I'm trying to dumb it down into layman's terms.
Sure, not for me, but obviously for my, you know, the plebiscites that are listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sagittarius is actually the day that's exactly in the middle between Taurus and Sagittarius. It's actually spawned off into its own sign. People don't realize that it's possible for there to be a time where the grid moves and then it shoots off. Okay, so that's exactly between those two signs. That's the first one. And the other one is simply crab.
Is crab.
Yeah.
And is that the same sign? Isn't Cancer crab?
It is.
Well, Nancy, I'm so glad that you were here. I love seeing you. Do tell me a little bit about your book that's about to be released, The Planetary Guide to Surgery. So this is specifically, I guess, for medicine.
Absolutely. This is the thing. The most original before any other technology and science existed was the planets. It all comes back to the planets. And unfortunately, over time, humans have been misguided into thinking that there are other forms of science that they should be using to govern or dictate their specific modality. And that is just a fallacy.
That's right.
It's a fallacy. So for me, what I've taken a look at is using the planets as a guide to do things like surgeries, to do things like, you know, when someone's appendix bursts,
ouch,
the doctor automatically thinks, oh, this is where I should cut and here's why and how
this
I should
is,
go
I
in.
I got to do this now because there's been a burst.
Right. What I'm saying is slow your roll.
Okay.
Pump the brakes.
Right.
Refer to the book, refer to the planets, see what they say.
Where's Saturn and where are those moons? Because maybe I should go in on the other side and work my way across the abdomen.
Exactly. I've actually had a doctor who I've been working with very closely. He performed an appendectomy through the right glute. Oh. So literally, the planets told me to tell him that the way to do this was to go in through the right glute. So he went through that way, through the muscle, up through, and he pulled out the appendix,
right,
literally out through the back.
Wow.
And listen, this woman,
yeah,
she sent me flowers. She sent me edible arrangements.
Wow.
She has sent me gift cards. Because let me tell you a little something. She's got no scar on the front of her.
Fantastic. Bathing suit season ready.
She's never felt better. And she only required one additional surgery.
It was probably to replace that broken hip.
Was
there a bone involved to go out the back?
The muscle in her inner glute didn't really heal. So she did need some reconstructive surgery on the inside. But the good news is that we consulted again to the planets.
Yep.
And that was an easy in and out.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. I'm so glad that this is science and not just guesswork and imagining, because that gives us the strength, the belief, the confidence to do things like a surgery through the backside to get at that appendix. This is amazing information, Nancy.
And that's innovation.
It is.
That people don't want to look at. They think, oh, because we've done this one way for however many years, that's the only way to do it. And what I'm saying is there was a way that existed before any of that.
That's right.
And that's what we should be doing.
Where's Pluto? Because we're getting those twins out early.
Exactly.
One final question for you, Nancy.
Sure.
I am about to have a merger between one of my subsidiary companies and another investment firm. My personal company is a Leo, looking to do a merger with a Virgo. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely not.
Oof.
Yes. Terrible idea. Terrible idea. Those two signs in human relationships are quite compatible, but in business relationships, they're not.
Good to know. I'm going to pull the plug on that.
You
and
should.
Just cut my losses as they are.
Yes.
Nancy Newman, you're a superstar. You know I love you.
Thank you so much.
And I will be consulting you for all of my medical advice, depending on where Venus may be.
Yes.
Nancy Newman was our guest today, as she has been in the past, someone who I love dearly. Please, when her book, The Planetary Guide to Surgery, comes out, run out and get that and find out if you should have a surgery. You may not know that you need one, but the planets may be saying something different. Nancy Newman, thank you. What a fantastic conversation that was, focusing a lot on planets and stars. But I can tell you, the true star of that conversation was you, Nancy Newman. Thank you for being on the program. What a wonderful time we had together, talking straight at one another about astrology. Hope you enjoyed today's show. A lot of takeaway in there. A reminder about Chin's Italian Restaurant. My partnership with Enrico Colantoni, my famous actor friend. That is happening, so stay tuned. We'll keep you posted on Chin's Italian. It's going to be delicious when it opens. Until next week, why don't we keep this conversation going? Find me on social media, on Instagram or Twitter, at DexGuff. Or, of course, you can find me on my website, which is DexterGuffBand.com. Still trying to figure that out. Regardless, you can go there. Or why not call me? Call my 1-800 line. You know I've got one. 1-800-JOY-DEXTER. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know how you are crushing it in your own personal life, in your business life, or in any other life that you are leading that your friends don't know about. Let me know on my 1-800 line. Until next week, have a great rest of your week. I'm thinking of you. I believe in you. You are my hero. So get things done and crush it. Until then, DeGuff, I am out of here.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.